We discussed making Kiddush on white wine. We said that the first sheet on Shulchan Aruch holds that it's fine and loving is good for Kiddush. Rabban holds it's possible for Kiddush even b'diavad. However, the Minhag Olam is like the first sheet that the Shulchan Aruch says we could use white wine for Kiddush, which the Ruhr brings from Eli Rabba, that's Mashba. That if it's loving Yais b'diavad, very white wine, then it's Bertim Machba, like the Rabban, and not to use it for Kiddush, let's the Shas Atchak, that you have no alternative wine to use. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says that for Avdol, the Rabban agrees that you could use the white wine, and the Mishnah explains the reason is because no worse than Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina is a drink that is normal drink, the popular drink to drink in that country. And there, it's good for Avdallah and white wine. If it's Chamar Medina, it's no worse than any other Chamar Medina, like beer, etc., that could be used for Avdallah. And the same thing is for Kiddush Shabbos morning. It's obviously going with the assumption that the Metzias is that the white wine is Chamar Medina. Otherwise, the Chara, the Ramban would say the same way you cannot use it for Kiddush for our night, you cannot use it for Kiddush Shabbos morning or Avdallah either. In any case, we pass like the first Shita, the white wine is kosher for Kiddush, less like Mishabur Borch from the Rabba, it's overly white. Sifhei, yayin chai, if you have wine, the way it was made into wine, without being diluted with water, it is good for Kiddush, even if it's as such, it's so strong, that it would deserve to have three times the amount of water added for one of wine, still use it for Kiddush. However, Shulchan Aruch says it's better to mix it with the water, because it comes out better that way, it's mitzvah mufchar to have that is mixed with the water, and that's the more optimal way to drink it, that's the better way to use it for Kiddush. The Ramah says nowadays our wines which are weaker, it's better not to mix them, and just use them as is. The Shulchan Aruch says though, although he said that it's good to mix it, you have to make sure it's mazal karoy, which means you shouldn't pour too much water in. Mishnah Berurah explains if you weaken it too much, it's not going to be yayin anymore. He brings from the Chayyodim that those that make a bracha wine that only has masikas ba'am, a little bit of sweetness of wine, but really has the flavor of water, it's a bracha that talal by brigofen, and not yaitse kiddush. Siv vav, yayin tzimukim is raisin wine. Shulchan Aruch is makachlov, you can use it for kiddush, and you can make kiddush on it. And Mishnah Berurah explains the case, what's the raisin wine here? You took grapes, and they dried out, whether they dried out in the sun, or putting them by a fire. They dry down, you make wine into it, make wine out of it. And even though for the Nesachim and the Mizbeach, for Nisqa Yain, it would not be Barolach Hathchila, for Kiddush it's fine, and you can use it. And the way you make this raisin wine is that you take the raisins, take the grapes that are made into raisins, and you smash them, you pour water on them, you let it sit like that for 3 days, and then it's considered Yain. However, the Bechar Shar says that based on what's before in Simresh Dalad, that if you mix wine and water, if it's more than six times the amount of water to one of wine, the wine is batal. You can't make barbaric often. You also have to be careful not to put too much water that's more than six times the size of a tzimukim, the size of the raisins. Otherwise, it will not be yayin, it will not be good for kiddush, it will only be barbaric often, the broccoli, vatala, and it will not be yaitse kiddush. Raisins can't be any better than wine itself. They have more than six times the amount of water to the amount of wine, then it's no longer yayin. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings machlokes to the Bechar Shar himself and the Adafraim, how you measure the size of the raisins. Do you measure from before they got expanded in the volume from the water, or do you measure by after? But whichever way it is, if there's more than six times the amount of water for one of raisins, it's not going to have a din of yain, it's not going to be bar pirag off, it's not going to be for kiddush. Now, Mishnah Berurah says there are some poskim who argue on this. He says, look at the kveg, it brings down. There are poskim who argue this. He says, as long as the time of yain, the taste of wine, it's still considered yain, even if it's more than six times the amount of water. But the mice, Mishnah Berurah says, Yerushalayim should be careful to avoid this because it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and other places that yain is batal, echad, b'shisha, and mayim, and our yain is good, but if you can add more water, you gotta be careful. Now, that which we said, yain tzimukim, raisin wine is good for kiddush, the Ramah says only if it has lachluchuk sas, has a little bit of liquid and moisture to it without being soaked in the water. That means, Mishnah Berurah explains, if you would step on them or bang them down with a beam, you would get some lachlucha, some liquid out, some wine, so to speak, out, some raisin juice out. As opposed to if the only way you bring out the liquid is just by soaking it in the water, then it would not be considered yain, it would not be good for kiddush, it would not be bari priyagof. Siv zayin, shmar yain, sediments of wine, chatsanim, if you have, whether it's the peels or the pits, seeds in of the grapes, you pour water on them. If it's as such, that's bari priyagofen, you can make kiddush nuts. You look at Simresh Dalad, Siv hey, you find out what the qualifications are to be considered bari priyagofen. If it qualifies for bari priyagofen, it qualifies for kiddush. If it's not qualified for bari priyagofen, obviously it will not work for kiddush. Siv ches, the Shulchan Aruch asoysim, you can make kiddush a yain mevushal on wine that was cooked, it's very negated to us. Much of our wine nowadays, yain mevushal. Also in yain sheish bedvash, wine that was sweetened, whether with honey, or Mishnah Berurah says with other things also, if it was sweetened, even the flavor changed, yain mevushal and sweetened wine are good for kiddush. There's yesh urban that says that it's not good for kiddush, even adding a little bit of dvash or a little bit of sugar to the wine makes it not good for kiddush, and it's just shita out there. However, there must as the minigish to make kiddush on yain mevushal and on yain sheish bedvash and on sweetened wine, and that's the accepted psak halacha. And in fact, people who try to avoid this and use dafk yayin she'en mevushal often end up with shailos of goyim in their house because stam yenam and problems like that. And yayin mevushal often is a safer route to go.